Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon, Watertown Villains.
Listen for the words trustworthy and shipshape. Ah, the library, a place to read, a place to discover new things.
Shh.
And also a place to keep your voice down. Sorry, Miss Dewey.
Thank you.
Hey, Scoops.
Becky. Whoa, a lot of books you got there.
I'm returning all the books I checked out so I can take home the new 10-volume series, Princess Triana, Before the Crown.
Oh, top of the morning, Ms. Dewey. The library sure is neat and organized ship-shape today.
Keeping the library ship-shape is part of my job. Due back on the 15th. Becky Botsford, oh, it's so wonderful to see you! Read any good books lately?
Just 10 of them, and I'm about to read 10 more.
What a novel idea!
Novel! My word, you're clever!
Wow, you're really popular around here.
I'm a regular.
Every Saturday, Becky returns the 10 books she borrowed and checks out 10 more for next week.
The limit is 10 books at a time. I can't wait to read the new Princess Triana books.
Spoiler alert, they're marvelous. Okay, that's 9 books, so give me the 10th book and you're all set.
I just gave you all 10 books.
Nope, you gave me 9.
I'm counting 9 as well.
Oh no, what book am I missing?
Complicated Robotics for the Advanced Engineer by Thomas Higginbotham, Ph.D.
Sounds like a real page-turner.
It helped me fix the computer on my spaceship hideout. My imaginary spaceship hideout, because only Word Girl has one of those.
I'm sorry, Becky, but until you return that book, I can't let you check out the Princess Triana collection.
But I need to lose myself in the fantastical realm of Brambledore!
Shh!
Never been shushed before.
You left me no choice. I took an oath.
Becky, think hard. When was the last time you saw the book?
It was Thursday in the hallway at school. I had just finished reading it and I said to myself, so informative.
Complicated Robotics for the Advanced Engineer? I've wanted to read that for ages. You must let me borrow it. You must.
It's not really mine to lend.
I shall return it, I promise. You have my word. McAllister's honor.
So Toby borrowed it from you.
And he didn't give it back. Come on, Bob and Scoops. Let's go get that book.
Actually, this is really your mission.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Later, in Toby McAllister's backyard shed...
This is a robotics laboratory, not some common shed.
Looks to me like a shed. A messy, cluttered shed.
Laboratory! Now, if you'll pause your expositional prattle, I'm in the middle of a delicate operation. My ship Shapatron is nearly complete, and once I power it up, it will keep my bedroom ship shape, and I shall never have to clean it ever again! It's alive! And organizing my...
Toby McAllister, I'm very upset with you.
My ship Shapatron! You've boggled its robotic brains! No, you're supposed to clean things up, not make things messier! You've set me back weeks, Becky Botsford!
Well, you borrowed my book and didn't give it back!
Complicated Robotics for the Advanced Engineer? I gave it back to you yesterday.
You did?
I stuck it in your backpack. along with a note thanking you for letting me borrow it and casually mentioning how I knew most of the lessons in it already.
I don't believe you. I bet you lost it in this messy shed.
It's a laboratory, and you should believe me because I am incredibly trustworthy.
You? Trustworthy? You tell lies all the time.
Perhaps. But in this case, I am telling the truth.
Well, I never got the book back. And until I return it to the library, I can't check out the new Princess Triana series.
Yawn. I return the book to you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go to the library and check out a bunch of books on robot repair. All because of you, I might add.
Well, I'm going with you to tell Miss Dewey that you lost my book.
And I will tell her that I returned it to you.
Well, I guess we'll see who she thinks is more trustworthy.
Indeed, we will.
Welcome back, Becky. Did you find the missing book?
No, because I loaned it to Toby, and he says he returned it to me, but I don't believe him.
Is this the line for checking out books or complaining? Because I would like to check out this 10-book series on complicated robot repairs.
I don't think Toby should be allowed to check out 10 books when he lost one of mine.
I did not lose it. I returned it to Becky's backpack yesterday.
So he says, but I haven't found it.
Toby, in this case, it's hard not to believe Becky. After all, she's always been trustworthy.
You know, dependable, reliable, you can trust what I say. Trustworthy.
Name one time when I failed to be trustworthy.
2 weeks ago, your robot broke one of our windows and you blamed it on a squirrel.
Those squirrels are up to no good. They stare at me sideways and show no fear.
Toby.
Okay, yes, I fibbed about who broke the window, but in this case, I'm telling the truth!
I'm afraid I can't let you check out your robot books until you bring back Becky's book.
What? No, this is an outrage!
Here you go, Becky. Book four is my favorite. Enjoy!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you! A cold mist was falling on Brambledore. Oh, I bet it was cold.
Revenge will be mine!
Can't talk, reading.
Later that day...
And as Triana approached the amulet, it began to emit an unearthly glow.
Becky, have you seen my galoshes? Whoa!
No, I'm not hungry. Chapter 9.
Becky, this room is a serious safety hazard. I need you to take a break and clean this place up.
But, Dad, Triana is about to try on the Amulet of Mystery.
Becky?
Fine, I'll make this room shipshape.
You don't need to change the room's shape. I just want everything tidy and back where it belongs.
Well, shipshape means clean and organized. If I make my room shipshape, that means I'm tidying it up and putting things where they go.
I see. Huh. I came in here looking for my galoshes, and I found a new word instead. I call that a win. Whoa!
Meanwhile, in Toby's laboratory...
If I can't borrow the books that will help me turn you back into a room-cleaning robot, I will unleash your newfound mess-making abilities on the librarian who wronged me! Chipshapertron, prepare to attack! I'm thinking Shipshapertron isn't really a good name for you now that you only make messes. What about Robo-Chaos? Robo-Chaos it is!
Now that my room is shipshape, I can get back to my book. Oh, I missed something. Complicated robotics for the advanced engineer! Toby did give the book back to me. It must have gotten pushed under my bed with all that clutter. He was trustworthy after all. What should I do, Bob? I feel bad. Toby didn't do anything wrong, and because of me, he didn't get to check out the books he wanted. Yeah, I should go apologize to him and make things right before he gets angry and vows to get his revenge.
Might be a little late for that.
At least we know where to find him. What up?
Time for a little alphabetical disorder. Good luck finding what you're looking for now, book readers.
Hold it right there, Toby.
Word girl, if you're looking for a book, I'm afraid it might take you a while.
I'm here to stop your robot's rampage.
Well, now you've made him angry. Best of luck in your upcoming battle.
He's too quick!
I put that book Becky loaned me, which I returned, to good use. Robo Chaos is my fastest robot yet!
To try something else.
Ow! That was a hardcover!
Hi, Miss Dewey. I found the missing book.
Becky! This isn't a good time!
I know, but I wanted you to know that Toby did return it to me, so he didn't do anything wrong at all, and in this instance, he was totally trustworthy.
You found the book?
Uh-huh. Along with your very nice note. Sorry I didn't believe you.
Aha! I am vindicated! You see, I am trustworthy after all. Robo Chaos, stand down!
Oh! I'm also sorry I didn't believe you, Toby.
Apology accepted. Now, if you have a spare moment, I'd like to check out that 10-volume series on super advanced robotic engineering.
I'll be happy to loan you those books.
Splendid!
Once you put back each and every one of these books where they belong.
That would take all day! Tell you what, if you give me the rest of the weekend, I can program my robot to do the work for me.
You will be doing it without the help of a robot. The only helper you'll have is Becky.
Me? What did I do?
You accused Toby of losing your book without any evidence so you can help him clean up. Now get to it, you two. And please be quiet. This is a library.
And so Becky and Toby start to make the library shipshape again, which will take them exactly 7 hours and 32 minutes. And you can believe everything I say because I'm your trustworthy narrator. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of...
Shh! Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is inflate. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Emily!
Inflate means to puff up with air or gas. In that second clip, Word Girl was inflating her cheeks. And in the last one, Huggy was inflating some gum to blow a bubble.
That is correct! Huggy, show her what she's won! An official Beau Handsome Giant Inflatable Head!
Ooh!
Where is it? Well, can you take it out of the box? Huh. The giant inflatable head isn't quite as impressive as I'd hoped. Well, Emily, you're still going to have a great time with it.
I am?
Absolutely! Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words absent and mortified.
Ah, yes, another busy day at school, especially for Becky, who is learning the ropes from Scoops at the school newspaper.
And step number 38. While this group works on the cover story, this group works on the headlines. Are you getting all this?
Is the last part step 38 or step 39?
Becky, if you're going to run the school paper while I'm absent, it's important that you take each and every one of the 72 steps seriously.
Hey, Scoops. Why are you going to be absent anyway?
It's not important. Now step 40.
Oh, wait. Scoops, you can tell us why you're going to be absent. We're your friends.
Becky, if Scoops wants us to know the secret reason he has to miss school, he will tell us.
It's not a big secret. It's just not something I want to tell everybody. Which makes it a secret, I guess. Anyway, step 41?
Oh, okay. Violet's right. We won't ask again. Even though we'll wonder about it the whole time you're absent. But hey, that's okay.
Fine, I'll tell you, even though it's a little embarrassing. I'm going to be absent because I'm going to the dentist to get some teeth pulled. Some, baby teeth.
Why do you want to keep that private?
because most kids our age lost all their baby teeth years ago.
That's true. Mine are long gone.
Mine too.
Well, I still have mine, so a special dentist is going to pull them out and make room for my big boy teeth. I mean, my permanent teeth.
Interesting.
Oh, I have a great idea. Let's not talk about it anymore. As the editor of the Daily Rag, I have to think of my image.
All right.
Okay.
Got it.
Now back to work. Becky, I think we were on step number...
41?
No, 40. Ugh, let's just start over. And finally, step number 72. Always, always remember to use white paper. Huh, we had a problem with that once.
Oh, the pink issue.
I remember. You were mortified by that issue.
Whew. Caused a lot of headaches. Quite embarrassing.
He printed a pink paper!
Anyway, that's all 72 steps.
This is a lot of steps, but I think I got most of them figured out.
Most of them? Becky, this is the Daily Rag we're talking about. It takes a lot of work. You can't just push a button and print it.
I know.
But if you really get in a bind, you can always push this.
Oh, good to know.
The next day, with Scoops still absent, Becky is in charge of the paper.
Kylie, straighten that masthead. Omar, let's move the story on the lunch lady to page 3. Bob, you're putting white paper in the printer, right?
Wow, Becky. You're doing an amazing job. Scoops will be very happy.
Thanks, Violet. I think so, too. Especially when he sees the article about him on the front page. Now let's put this edition to bed.
A few days later...
Hi, everyone. Todd Scoops Ming, reporting for duty.
Welcome back, Scoops.
How did everything go while I was absent?
See for yourself.
Hey, a picture of me? Special dentist helps absent editor wave bye-bye to baby teeth?
I came up with the headline myself.
How could you?
Well, people tell me I have a way with words, so...
Becky, I was a little embarrassed that you and Violet knew why I was absent, but now I'm mortified!
Mortified? But why?
Because I didn't want everyone to know that the Daily Rag editor, Todd Scoops Ming, was the only kid in school with baby teeth.
But you don't have them anymore, so what's the worst that could happen?
Hey, Scoops Baby Teeth Ming! Great to have you back, Chief!
Becky, that is the last time I let you run the newspaper while I'm absent.
Me!
I'm really sorry you don't like the article, but duty calls. Can we finish talking about this later?
Pork chop chop!
Butcher!
White girl!
What's going on, Butcher? Why so angry?
Well, because... just look at me!
Can you give me a hint what I'm looking for? I was absent for the first part of the crime, so...
That barber butchered my haircut!
He did? It doesn't really look any different to me.
What does to me?
Really?
Look at my hair! Look at it! I like what hair I have left to look perfect! But he... did this! So I'm taking that! Me for mayhem!
Good job, Huggy! Ah!
Word girl! Scoops Ming, the Daily Rag. Do you have time for a quick interview?
Anything for a friendly reporter like you, Scoops.
Great. Now that you've captured the butcher, will you try to embarrass or humiliate him in some way?
What? Of course not. I like to help people.
Next question. Could you describe to me what the word mortified means to you?
Sure. Mortified is a word that means to feel really embarrassed or ashamed or humiliated.
So like when you have your most private secret revealed on the cover of an award-winning school newspaper?
Or when you get a bad haircut and you feel like everyone is staring at it. Yeah, like that lady over there. Hey, mind your own business, lady.
Sure, those are both examples of being embarrassed or mortified. Now, to me, I would think you'd feel mortified by a paper with a boring story about the lunch lady on the cover.
Boring? That lunch lady plays 3 musical instruments with her nose. That's not boring, that is news.
Hey, you know, it's probably none of my business, but I think there's a deeper issue going on between you two. Maybe it's not my place to give advice or anything, but I think you need to take some time and talk it through. So, shish-ka-blam!
Hey!
Meet you later! Oh, man, that was terrible.
So, Word Girl, anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
I'm not talking to the press.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure we can come up with a story that will be of great interest to our readers.
Later that day, everyone is reading a special edition of the Daily Rag.
What's so funny?
Look at Word Girl. She has food in her teeth. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh. No, actually, it's very much not hilarious.
Hello, Becky.
Don't you hello Becky me. You just did this to get back at me for the baby teeth article.
What? I am a professional amateur newspaper reporter. I'd never let my feelings get in the way of the news, even when it's really super mortifying.
You know what? That's fine. Now we're even. Let's forget the whole thing. Hang on, what's this? Local girl needs haircut and has more food in her teeth than Word Girl? How could you print this?
Ah, you're overreacting.
To go. The butcher's causing trouble again, you know, since you helped him escape.
I helped the butcher escape?
We'll just have to talk about this later. Word up!
Oh. Are these the only hats you got? Because, you know, I'm not really sure I could pull off the whole wizard thing.
All right, butcher. Give back the hats and surrender.
No way. Not until I find a hat that covers his haircut. Ah, too football-y.
Scoops, I don't need you helping the butcher escape again.
I am just covering the news. It's what I do.
Oh, hey, you two still fighting? I have just the solution. Meatball! Hey!
How could you have the solution? You were absent for the whole first part of the fight.
Now, how can you call me absent when I have no idea what absent means?
The word absent just means you were away or not there for something. And since you were absent or not present when Scoops and I got into our argument, I don't see how you would know how to fix it.
Hey, look, I'm a sensitive guy, and I don't like to see friends fight. Now tell me how it started, and let's see if I can help you two kids patch things up, huh?
I told her an embarrassing secret about still having baby teeth, and then she told everybody.
Word Girl, did you do that?
Well, not exactly.
Did you seriously do that?
She did, and I was mortified. Friends don't make their friends feel like that.
Scoops has a good point. They don't.
I didn't mean to embarrass him. Scoops, on the other hand, did something to mortify me on purpose to get back at me. And it worked.
Scoops, did you do that?
I guess I did. And now that I think about it, I feel terrible.
Feels good to open up, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, Word Girl.
No, I'm the one who's sorry, Scoops.
This is beautiful. This is what it's all about, kids. Beats me!
Oh, no, you don't!
The next morning at school.
Gee, Scoops, this edition of the Daily Rag is turning out great.
I know. I think the story of how how Word Girl caught the butcher is the best article we've ever done.
You sure are great at what you do. I just wish I did a better job when you were absent.
Oh, Becky, aside from humiliating me in front of the entire school, you did an amazing job.
You're just saying that.
If I was just saying that, would I let you push the giant red button?
Really? You mean it?
Go for it.
It would be my honor.
Wait! That's not the picture I meant to put on the cover. Hold on a second, Becky.
What'd you say, Scoops?
And so, once again, Word Girl defeats the butcher, while Becky learns that her friendship with Scoops can handle anything. Even the occasional embarrassing photo. Anyway, I'd be mortified if I forget to tell all you viewers, except, of course, the ones who are absent, to watch the next exciting episode of Word Girl!
Now let's throw it away so no one else will ever see it.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on The Bonus Round. Emily, you correctly defined the word inflate. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, sir.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for inflate. Emily!
Number three. In that picture, Becky is standing with a balloon she's inflated that looks just like her.
That's correct! Huggy, show Emily what she's won! A pump for your official Bo Handsome giant inflatable head. Hello, gorgeous. Anyway, that's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl?
Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!